Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. Now, yesterday, I'm going to pick up where we left off, but I'll have to do just a little rerun for those of you who were not listening. I had done a flop and stop in my Bible. I came to 1 Samuel chapter 7. Now, what was going on then was the Philistines had captured the ark some 20 years before. They had taken it off with them, and of course it caused them lots of trouble. So they sent it back home with a cow pulling it, and they sent it, and it ended up in the household of the person who was really supposed to, the family that was really supposed to take care of the ark. And so it became a great blessing to Obed-Edom's household. They were blessed, and the children of Israel were getting beat right and left by the Philistines. So finally their lightning flash fast minds say, hey, we need to repent. So they go to the prophet Samuel, and they tell him, we're ready to repent. He says, all right, and we want you to pray for us. He said, okay, I will pray for you if you really will give up the Baals and you'll give up the Ashtaroths and those false idols and you'll come to the Lord, then I will pray for you. And so they did, and they fasted, and they said, we have sinned to the Lord. And Samuel judged the children of Israel at Mizpah. He, in fact, called all the group down there, and they all came there. Now, when the Philistines heard, verse 7, this is 1 Samuel 7, 7, that the children of Israel were gathered together to Mizpah, the lords of the Philistines went up against Israel. They said, aha, they're all in one place, we can get them now. And when the children of Israel heard it, they were afraid of the Philistines. And the children of Israel said to Samuel, cease not to cry unto Jehovah for us, that he will save us out of the hand of the Philistines. And Samuel took a suckling lamb and offered it for a burnt offering wholly unto the Lord. Now I'm going to read to you out of my Tanakh, which is a Hebrew into English translation done by Jews. Samuel took a suckling lamb and offered it up entirely as an elevation offering to Hashem. Now this is going to make a point later on. Elevation offering. What's an elevation offering? Well, that's the offering where they took the little lamb, they put it in the hands of the priest, and he made movements toward heaven. Lifted it up, back down to him. Lifted it up, back down to his chest. Lifted it up, I don't know how many times. They had a certain number of times. And that's the elevation offering. They had other offerings that were wave offerings before the Lord, where they would put the offering in their hands, and they would move to the right and then to the left. Wave offerings, but this is an elevation offering, and that's going to make sense to you later on. So I'm reading to you this now out of this Hebrew translation into English. Samuel took a suckling lamb and offered it up entirely as an elevation offering to Hashem. They don't say Jehovah, they say the name. Shem is name, and Ha is thee. So whenever I'm saying Hashem, you'll know that it's Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh Jehovah. Samuel was offering up the elevation offering when the Philistines approached for the battle with Israel. Hashem then thundered with a great noise on that day against the Philistines and confounded them so that they were defeated by Israel. The men of Israel went out of Mizpah and pursued the Philistines, striking them down until Bethkar. Samuel then took one rock and placed it between Mizpah and the cliff, and called it Evanetzer, the rock of help, saying, Hashem helped us until here. The Philistines were humbled and no longer continued to enter the borders of Israel, and the hand of Hashem was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel. The cities the Philistines had taken from Israel reverted to Israel. And those are the cities of Gaza, by the way. That's where the lords of the Philistines were. And so those cities came back then into the hands of Israel. Gaza belongs to Israel. Now, I'm going to read to you, because that word, did you ever go see the Christmas Carol or read the book, Dickens' book, Charles Dickens' book, The Christmas Carol? And there you see that the miser is named Ebenezer Scrooge. And people will kind of laugh and make fun of that name, Ebenezer. Who in the world would name their child Ebenezer? Well, somebody who had sense. Somebody who had sense of what God's word meant. I'm going to read you that same verse, verse 12, out of 1 Samuel 7, in my King James Bible. Then Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shen, and call the name of it Ebenezer, saying, Hitherto hath Jehovah helped us. In my Bible, it's an Oxford Cambridge Bible. It's got a center reference column, and it says, Ebenezer, that is, the stone of help. Even in Hebrew means stone. If you know a rock, if you know a man whose name is Even, that name means strong, rock. Or someone whose last name is Evans, that would mean strong, courageous rock. Etzer is the Hebrew word for help. So Samuel put up a big memorial stone, probably large, and it was the Ebenezer. It marked the point where God helped us too. King James says, Hitherto hath Jehovah helped us. And they translated in the Tanakh, Hashem helped us until here. This marks the spot. The Jews have a prayer they pray. I like this prayer. And it thanks God for bringing us to this place, to this point in time here, right now. So hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Well, now I'm reading this at home, and I'm thinking about Ebenezer. And I'm thinking about that being the verse, that being in a song, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. And so I go over to my bookcase and I get out my Then Sings My Soul. I think that this is the story of 150 of the world's greatest hymn stories by Robert J. Morgan. And I think I got mine you could get it online. There's a lot of these books that tell you the stories of songs and how they came to be. Now, there is a line in this song, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, and it's the second verse. Here I raise mine Ebenezer, hither by thy help I come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Now, I wanted to read the story of that. And so here's the story of that Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. It's written by Robert Robinson. Robert Robinson had a rough beginning. His father died when he was young, and his mother, unable to control him, sent him to London to learn barbering. What he learned instead was drinking and gang life. When he was 17, he and his friends reportedly visited a fortune teller. Relaxed by alcohol, they laughed as she tried to tell their fortunes. But something about the encounter bothered Robert, and that evening he suggested to his buddies they attend the evangelistic meeting being held by George Whitefield. You know George Whitefield, the preacher of the Great Awakening. Whitefield was one of history's greatest preachers, with a voice that was part foghorn and part violin. That night he preached from Matthew 3:7, but when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, Brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bursting into tears, Whitefield exclaimed, O my hearers, the wrath to come, the wrath to come. Robert immediately sobered up and sensed Whitefield was preaching directly to him. The preacher's words haunted him for nearly 3 years, until December 10, 1755, when he gave his heart to Christ. Robert soon entered the ministry, and 3 years later, at age 23, while serving in the Calvinist Methodist Chapel in Norfolk, England, he wrote a hymn for his sermon on Pentecost Sunday. It was a prayer that the Holy Spirit flood into our hearts with his streams of mercy, enabling us to sing God's praises and remain faithful to him. Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing has been a favorite of the church since that day. And here's how it goes. Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, tune my heart to sing Thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon it, mount of God's unchanging love. But here's the second verse, and now we understand it better. Robert Robinson knew 1 Samuel 7. He knew about the Ebenezer. He knew about the stone of help. He knew about the lifting of the elevation offering. Listen to what he wrote. Here I raise my Ebenezer, hither by thy help I come. And I hope, he wrote, but I change it to know, and I know by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Remember when he's writing this. He's writing this for Pentecost Sunday. What happened on Pentecost Sunday? 50 days after Passover is the next date on the Hebrew, not the Hebrew, but the God calendar. And it's the date that the Holy Spirit was poured out. So he's writing a song about our help, the Holy Spirit. He's a fount of every blessing. Lord, I raise mine Ebenezer. Lord, I raise my stone of help. Hither by thy help I've come. You see, Jesus, when he, at the end of the Passover week, when he finished the Seder meal and Judas went out, then he began to teach them, John, the end of John 13 and on through John 14, 15, and 16, he taught them new creation realities. And he said, it's good for you that I go away, because if I don't go away, the Helper cannot come, the Holy Ghost. It's Paraclete, the Greek word for translated comforter by the King James, but by the new American and by others, it's translated helper. The word paraclete means one called alongside to help. Jesus said, if I don't go away, the helper cannot come. He's writing this song on Pentecost Sunday. And he said, Lord, I lift mine Ebenezer. I lift my help. Hither by thy help I've come. Folks, we've gotten to this point right now. We've gotten to this place. Wherever you are today, you got here by the help of God, by the rock of the Lord Jesus, and particularly by the help of the Holy Ghost. You got to this point by his help, and you're going to go on by his help. That's what he was writing here. Here I raise mine Ebenezer, hither by thy help I come. And I know by your good pleasure, safely to arrive at home. In our ministry, we've had crises. We've had financial crises. We've had this crisis and that crisis. Every single time, the Helper helped us out of it. And he's going to help us all the way until that day when we stand before the Lord Jesus Christ and we give an account for this ministry. You too will stand there for your life. But you've got a helper, an Ebenezer. You can contact us by calling 1-800-972-3447. This is archived. Our radio this week is archived on billybrim.org, billybrim.org. You can also listen to us on iPod by iTunes. So this is Billy Brim saying to you, you have an Ebenezer. Shalom, shalom, till tomorrow.